Where would the sheep be without the care and the devotion of the shepherd? Anytime we read the Psalms, we should ask the question, do I have that type of personal relationship with God? Am I living my life like the psalmist? Is God that real to me? We are to completely rest in who Jesus is and what Jesus does. Our life is in his hands. The word consist means to hold together. God is holding together the very elements of the world. He's holding together the pieces of your life.
You see, our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who he is.
In verse number 15, he says, listen, if you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away backward.
And they that come to God must believe that he is. He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow. And that's why it's so important that we study and read his word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We are honored that you are joining us today. We're grateful for the opportunity to be on the air, to be able to preach and teach the word of God. It's another week as we begin another year, and I pray that it has been a wonderful beginning to a new year, that you've made some good decisions that would honor the Lord. And I pray that you would take this year to make good investments. And I think a great investment is to invest in our program and to help us to stay on the air, to continue to preach the word of God, not only to our region, but also to the regions beyond. And we need your help and support. You can give to our ministry. There are several ways. You can send your check to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario. You can also go to our website, timelesstruthsradio.com, and hit the Donate Now button. Or you can send us an e-transfer at give@kitchenerbaptist.org. We would love for you to be a monthly partner, to be able to give monthly to help us to stay on the air, but also to help us to spread the good news of Christ to the regions beyond. We're in Psalm 23. What a wonderful blessing it is to be able to study the Shepherd's Psalm. This is often called the pearl of all psalms. It's a wonderful blessing to be able to read about our journey in this life. Psalm 23, verse 1, the Bible says this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your wonderful blessings that you bestowed upon us. We're grateful for each listener that has joined us this morning, and I pray that you would bless them, help them. I pray, Lord, that you'd work in their life, guide and direct their thoughts, guide and direct their life. May they live a life that pleases you. Help us to make good decisions today from your word. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're looking at God as our shepherd. He is the great God, an all-powerful God. He is the self-existing one. And David found his significance and his identity in the Lord. He was all that David needed. Now, as we transition into verse 2, the focus changes from who the shepherd is to what he does in our life. The message of Psalm 23 is one of experience. This statement was more than a statement of faith. It became a statement of fact. Paul understood what I was talking about. Paul says, I know how to suffer need. I know how to abound. He says in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Paul had learned to find all that he needed in the Lord as his shepherd. And this is where David finds himself. God's work in his life was real, and God's work was personal. Now, the Christian's life is about a living Savior working in our life each and every day. And for David, it was more than hearing about God in a sermon or a Sunday school lesson or a theology. David was aware of the shepherd's work personally in his life. He acknowledged God. And the Bible teaches us that if we acknowledge God, he will direct our ways. The Psalms has a way to make God's work personal. Anytime we read the Psalms, we should ask the question, do I have that type of personal relationship with God? Am I living my life like the psalmist? Is God that real to me? For David, it was a living experience. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, the Bible says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ liveth in me. He is living in me and he is living through me. That's what Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Do you know what it means to be led by the shepherd in a personal way? It means I am where I am supposed to be. You see, God brings me to a precise place.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can. So please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
Brings me to a precise place. And we notice these thoughts in verse number 2. First of all, I want us to think about the devotion of the shepherd. We are a part of God's flock. He is the shepherd. And I know that this may sound simplistic, but it is fundamental. We must submit to the care of the good shepherd. The Bible doesn't say that we lie down in green pastures or that we walk beside still waters. The emphasis is not on what we do. The emphasis is on the work of the shepherd and our need for him. Where would the sheep be without the care and the devotion of the shepherd? Well, I tell you where they would be. They would be scattered or they would be killed. It's the shepherd that holds everything together. One thing is certain about sheep, they will perish if left to themselves. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36, the Bible says, Jesus said, and when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. Why? Because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 16, the Bible says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. The word consist means to hold together. God is holding together the very elements of the world. He's holding together the pieces of your life. For a Christian, the shepherd isn't just someone who we throw into our life. The shepherd is our life. The shepherd is holding our life together. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, or who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. We are to completely rest in who Jesus is and what Jesus does. Our life is in his hands. But what does this look like practically? Well, we must recognize his position. When David said the Lord was his shepherd, there was an understanding of who he is. This is the focus of verse 1. The one in control of the universe is also the one in control of my life. Now, there are lots of obstacles that we face each and every day. There are lots of foes. There's lots of pressures. There's lots of temptations. But we have to keep our focus on who God is. The children of Israel panicked when they saw the large army of the Egyptians coming toward them. They were far more powerful than they were. They didn't have weapons. They didn't have training. They were defenseless. But wait, God was their shepherd. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, the Bible says, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. You see, God was in control of the entire process from the beginning to the end. Notice what Isaiah said about this process. In Isaiah 31, verse 3, now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is hoping shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. We serve a mighty God, unchangeable God, but we are also accountable to the shepherd. The Bible says in Psalm 100, verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. God is the shepherd. And David recognized that. David submitted to the authority of the shepherd in his life. But not only do we notice we have to recognize his position, but we also have to submit to his care. It's so easy for us to be proud and self-centered. It's a difficult thing for sinful man to place their care into the hands of another. In our sinful nature, we are so independent. Isaiah said that we have all gone astray. This speaks of the fallen nature, that we are lost and we are by default heading to a devil's hell. The only way that we can have peace is to come to God in salvation through his son Jesus. So many times our attitude is, well, we'll go our own way. We'll go our own direction. We'll follow our own pathway. Yet the success of the sheep is always in submitting themselves to the shepherd, to recognize his position and to submit to him. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You know, Psalm 23, verse 2, David is considering the leadership of the shepherd. He's submitting himself to the shepherd's care. The Bible says in Matthew 18, verse 3, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. What is Jesus saying? He's saying, become as a little child. To lose our self-sufficiency. A child doesn't worry about the bills or carry the burdens that the father and mother would carry. They rest in the care of their parents. And in salvation, we rest in the care of Christ to wash our sins away and to take us to heaven. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior today, I pray that today would be the day that you would rest in the care of the Great Shepherd, that you would look to Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. That if you believe the gospel, if you believe the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and you understand that you're a sinner and cannot save yourself, I pray that you would call out to the Lord today for salvation. Ask him to save you. Rest in the care of the wonderful shepherd. The Bible says that we are his sheep. If you know Jesus as your Savior, we are his sheep. And as his sheep, we can rest in his care. He is my shepherd, David said. And my success is found in him. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God leads us, directs us, helps us. And so we notice the devotion of the shepherd. We recognize his position. We submit to his care. But notice, if we could, also the direction of the sheep. We must submit to the shepherd because he is leading us. In verse number 2, the Bible says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. God is leading me. You know, everyone in this world is being led. Someone may say, I will be my own person. I will do my own thing. No one will tell me what to do. Maybe you've heard that. Maybe you've said that. Yet they dress like the movie stars and only do the things the world would call trendy. Are they really their own person? Paul told the church at Ephesus that the lost are being led by the wicked one. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. The course of this world is led by the prince of the power of the air. His influence may be unknown and subtle, but it's there. Now, for the Christian, we are led by the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. An unbeliever cannot say that. They cannot say, the Lord is my shepherd. An unbeliever cannot say, God is leading my life. But for the Christian, we have a different perspective. We have a different purpose. God is leading and directing our lives. As we come to an end to another message, it brings us to a place of decision. How are we going to respond to the Word of God today? If you're not sure that you'd go to heaven to be with God when this life is over, then I want to invite you to know what the Bible says. The Bible teaches us that all of us are sinners. We have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. That verse means that no matter how hard we try, we cannot save ourselves based on our own merits. It's not about being a part of a church denomination or being a good person. The Bible teaches us that we have come short of God's glory. You see, that's why Jesus came, and that's why he died on the cross. He died to give us eternal life so that we could have a home in heaven with him. And if you believe the gospel today, if you believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe today that you're a sinner and that you're separated from God and there's nothing that you can do to save yourself, but you accept the fact that Jesus died for you and as you, would you call out to him to save you? The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You could pray a simple prayer like this: "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know that I'm separated from you. I believe your gospel. I believe that you died for me. Would you save me? Would you wash my sins away? Would you make me your child?" Now, it's not the words in the prayer, but it's the hard decision behind the prayer. And if you prayed a prayer like that and you mean it from your heart, then the Bible teaches us that you're a Christian, you're a child of God, and you have a home in heaven promised for you. We'd love to hear about your decision. Would you go to timelesstruthsradio.com? Just click on that Contact Us button. And would you just send us an email and tell us that you've trusted Christ as your Savior? We'd love to pray for you and with you. And we'll even send you some resources to help you in your newfound faith. Christian, the Bible teaches us that when we hear his word, we also have to make a decision. Will you trust in what the Bible says today? Will you rest in the care of the shepherd for your life? I hope that you'll make good decisions today as you trust the Lord in your life today and tomorrow. God bless you. Again, thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Burns, and this ministry is brought to you by Kitchener Baptist Church and supporters just like you. God bless, and we hope that you'll join us next week on Timeless Truths.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.